Almost every Sunday, just before the service begins, I step out before the crowd and offer an invitation. I say that we believe that God welcomes us. He welcomes you, whoever you are and wherever you come from, regardless of what you have done or left undone, is God's honored guest to recline at his table and to feast on the riches of his grace. It is, and always has been since that first Maundy Thursday, a revolutionary proclamation, invitation, celebration of the heart of God to dwell in full communion with his people, to welcome the whole creation into the heart of the Trinity forever. The scriptures speak of Christ as prophet, priest, and king, word and sacrifice, sovereign over all, who rules and reigns over the whole world by his blood. And this is true. But God, the gracious host, and we, the honored guest, ignites a mystery at the very foundations of word and sacrament and sovereignty from creation until now. When the essence of God is as a host, our longing for life to reach beyond, for abundance and shalom everlasting, that holy communion can finally be seen, tasted, and touched. The Eucharist lifts the heart and feeds the soul. It makes life with God in the world real. It makes God present, transcendent in the ordinariness of our sinful lives. It puts our feet on the ground and makes us more human in our dependence on God. The Passover feast, prepared by slaves unable to break their chains, unable to make themselves free from sin and wickedness, established a sacrifice, the blood of the lamb over the threshold of a door, and later at the altar of the tabernacle and temple, to save the sons of God from death, to make atonement for God and his people, to be one. This memorial of God's presence and action, where the promises of old, you will be blessed to be a blessing, gets passed down forever, thousands of years into the future, even to today. Robert Jensen says that the oneness of God is the story of God's oneness with his people, to which we might want to ask, what oneness? Creation moves into covenant, moves into kingdom, moves into devastation. Eden leads to exile. Exodus leads to wilderness. Covenant to golden calves. Idolatry and injustice into lamentation, then as it is now. And yet, Adam and Abraham, Moses, David, and Israel always belonged to God. Always he speaks to them. Always he listens. Always he governs them and guides them through. Always he remains with them, present, transcendent, and real. It was and always has been the divorce of covenant and commandment, of faith and life, holiness and justice, love and law, grace and dependence, that sets creation out of sorts, strikes a dissonant chord between the people and their God, and leaves them wandering, flailing, their feet off the ground, their head in the clouds, high and mighty, we might say, but deaf to the word, isolated and out of control, until their hearts break and remember again who God really is and who we are in him. God does not simply tolerate the creation. He welcomes it into his home, into his presence. God abides because God longs to be with us. I am the one who serves. In Jesus Christ, covenant and commandment are brought together and made new, shaken up and given to us and poured out for the forgiveness of sin. Love one another just as I have loved you, so that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. It is the faithfulness of God revealed in the life of men, the love of God for the love of our neighbors, the word of God made flesh, speaking, guiding, inviting, welcoming us and the world to see and taste and touch freedom. The riches of God's glorious grace. The promise of Israel's blessing let loose upon the world. The Passover feast transformed. The once for all sacrifice offered to sinners and betrayers of the promise. Because God so loves the world that he sent his son to save it. This sacrifice of thanksgiving, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, of God incarnate, a transfusion, the fathers would say, of new life in us by his blood. His body in our body becoming his body. The blood of the Lamb given for the sins of the world, incarnate in a community. The very heart of God in the heart of the world, proclaiming death and resurrection. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. The sacrament signifies God's communion with the world, God's action and presence even today, even now. Ordinary bread and wine are consecrated, blessed and transformed to make God real to us and to the world, to make God present, to make ordinary people experience and encounter him, so as to discover that real and true and abundant life is found only there in relation to God. To be in God is to be made whole and to bear witness to a miracle that there is, in fact, really and truly, a love stronger than death. To receive such a gift, to take part in such a faith, to live in and with and through God by the body and blood of Jesus presumes that we do not deserve to recline at his table. We have nothing to bring, nothing to offer at the altar, only ourselves, our souls and bodies, living sacrifices by the mercy of God. We cannot protect ourselves from God's extravagant love. We cannot hide our guilt, shame, and vulnerability before him. We cannot pretend that we are our own. Our bare feet and our exposed hearts and our minds are what they are at the altar of God. But there at the altar of God, we belong, body and soul, in life and in death, only to Christ. On this night, the body and blood of the new covenant goes hand in hand with the new commandment, the washing of feet, to show the continuity of God's work and action in the world and in our lives, to hold all things together in his body through his blood, such to transcend the division, violence, and injustice that plagues us. The servant of God, Jesus Christ, is our host, and he honors his guests in humility. God's hospitality opens up to us a future where host and guest, creator and creation, Jew and Gentile, slave and free, male and female, parent and child, sinner and saint, you and I become one in God's love. In us, through us, and for us, by God's faithfulness to his people, by God's forgiveness of sins, by God's gracious welcome to all who come without money and without price, to the ungodly and the outcast, the least, the last, and the lost, the weary and the heavy laden. Salvation is revealed, hope is established, and God's goodness is made clear in the beauty of holiness. On this night, and every other time we celebrate this holy sacrament together, the divisions of nation, tribe, and tongue are finally united on their knees. It is God's justice that vindicates the unrighteous, and our violence ceases, and we are at peace for once, open to a way for true freedom. A freedom to serve, a freedom to give, a freedom to sacrifice our own selves, a freedom to become ourselves through Jesus Christ, crucified and raised to a new life. All that we are and have by grace and through faith participates in Jesus Christ by his body and blood, who stoops down and gives himself for the life of the world. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.